You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right, our group started originally in Melbourne. It's been going for a while, and when some of us animal rights activists, when we wanted to do something for the horses in New Zealand, they approached us. Then we joined them, and we now have Auckland, Wellington, Whanganui, and New Primus. We run the protest around horse racing, and especially Melbourne Cup time, we all try make raise awareness to the public that horse racing is not sports or entertainment, but it is actually cruel for the animals. So that's what our group's about.
And on that point, I was wondering what kind of adverse conditions your group has witnessed animals, or these horses be in.
Well, it's part of the cruelty is hidden from our eyes, but it's not really. It's quite obvious that some horses get injured, are getting killed on the field. It's only that they try to put the screen in front of the horses. So you would have seen it if you watch a lot of horse racing. The horse corrupts and they put the screen, doing something behind the screen. That's when they're euthanizing the horses. So that's quite obvious that animals are used for the betting, entertainment. And also we do keep eye on each races from different regions. So anyone actually can find out if the horse got injured or got euthanized by looking at the racing website. It's out there. People just don't try not look at it, I guess.
And how many horses have died as a result of being involved in racing this year?
Okay, for New Zealand, there has been 7 deaths, 76 excess whip use, 61 fractures, 25 serious injuries, 12 internal bleeding. That's just New Zealand.
And I guess alongside that question, I also wanted to ask if there's any governing body that regulates and is meant to ensure the welfare of these racing horses in New Zealand.
No, because they're privately owned animals, so they are not classified like cattle. I hate the word cattle, but they are in different categories. So, there's no regulation.
Is there any conceivable way that you think horse welfare can be ensured and racing still happening, or are the two just diametrically opposed ideas?
No, using animals for racing is wrong, full stop. If people want to enjoy entertainment, I mean, people can run, people do like watching marathon or cycling, swimming, anything like that. Using animals for racing, same with greyhound racing, what happened to the animals after they get injured or they're too old to race? They're not going to get all rehomed, and we all know that. There's no happy retirement place for those animals.
And you guys are organising a protest today, Tuesday the 7th of November. Would you be able to just elaborate a bit more about the details of that protest, why you're protesting, where you'll be, all those kind of things?
Sure. So this is an annual thing for us, this opportunity to dress up and protest, not dress up and get drunk, so we can showcase that we still can look beautiful, fun, but don't have to involved with gambling and animal cruelty. And we will start from downtown Auckland, where there are some restaurants and bars showing the Melbourne Cup. So we're going to start from there. Usually the place inside of Ferry Building, they have big screen with sponsors and red carpet. We're going to go there with our signs and flag, and aim to raise awareness to general public, because there's a really good foot traffic there and the car traffic. So we'll be standing there protesting against horse racing and also those restaurants to not host these events involving sufferings of animals. Then we're going to head over, march down to Verdict, where also quite a few bars and restaurants will be hosting the Melbourne Cup. And even if it's not in New Zealand, we've seen so many people getting hammered from around lunchtime till later in the afternoon on the weekday. And I don't think anyone could tell us to get a job or do something better, because I feel that we protesting there is a lot better than what those people are doing for Melbourne Cup.
That was Ayo Oba, spokesperson for the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, discussing a protest that has been planned for today. We'll be back after a quick break. Make sure you keep it on the beat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.